writes the same back and says, no, Ibra, the truth is, I'm not going to take it out to show it to you. I have no reason. I'm not going to take out the suits that I have to show you. That's what these Ramoyim did. That the guy had a tailor store, and he used to have people bring in their suits, and he never gave them back. He told everybody, you should know, he never gave me a suit. What do you want from me? That's what they used to do. And when the guy said, take out your suit, he said, I'm not taking it out to you. Like what Ram says, I'm not going to take it out because of your tiny shall have them. Like, who are you to tell me to take it out? I don't want to show somebody else a suit. That's what the tailor says. I'm telling you it's not your suit. You want me to take out somebody else's suit to show it to you? Otherwise, it's been an elephant year. I have no right to show you somebody else's suit. So my brother said that you should know, Shapakomalay. That the poor, the tailor, has the right to tie it that way. Like, even if somebody's lying, but I call upon him, his time is like good tightness. Like, Bezdin can't catch him. What he's saying right now, he would win the Din Torah. Why? Because Rei Tanya, that we learned before, the only time you get it back from the human is if you have proof that the human was using your suit, like we had before. Rashi Rashbam says, Ro Talisa Biyadumin, She Roya Akshav Ubeidim, Avul Zereina Roya Talisa Biyad Zehumin, The Gamedim Gesherule Kruim Zehu. We have before, at least according to Abaya, true, you don't have to have Eidim, that you gave it over to the human, but you have to have proof that the human was holding your talus. Here, that we don't have any proof he was holding your talus, and Echonami, you lose out. You can't get your talus back, Mitzad Adin, unless you bring proof that either you gave it to him, or else that he was holding it. So Omer of Ashivashi says, V'chochem Shino, if this guy is a chochem, V'chochem, if the owner would be a smart guy, Mishavi Leroya, let him still try and get this tailor like to show him the suit. How would he do that? The Yomalei said like this, listen, Amai Tafistolei, how come you're holding on to my suit? Like, well, let's talk it out. Listen, I know I gave you my suit. You're saying I never gave it to you, but I know I gave it to you. So now let me talk with you. Why are you holding my suit? Because you must probably hold it. I owe you money. The Omalei, Amai Tafistolei, Lav Mishum, the Yis Lekho Gaboy, because most probably I owe you some money. That's why. It's also the Balabas says like this. Hashto Afkinu, listen, take out this suit of mine. Vishaminu, and let's value, let's see how much the suit is worth. And Shokun Lestigoch, so let's say the suit is worth $100. And you time, like, you know, I owe you $50. You know what? $50 of the suit you can keep, but give me back the other $50 at least. Vyeshko Lanodidin, I'll take back my suit. So in other words, I try and tie around with that tailor to get him somehow to take out his suit, take out your suit to show it to you. That's the way you do it. Tell the guy, listen, you're holding it because you want me to pay back the money I owe you. True, I'm asking, I owe you money, okay? Just take out that suit, let's go value it right now, and you keep half the money. So that's the way at least you could try to get that suit out of the tailor. And once we'll have a proof, once the tailor shows you, then I'll be able to keep it. Then Mitzaradin will make him give it back to you. But oh, Malay Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Aviel, the Rav Ashi, he should know the tailors that will be smart. He could answer back and not take out the suit. Motzi Omale, he has a right to say back, the tailors could say back, you should know, Leitzerichno Lishumaridoch, I do not need your valuation. I don't need you. Kvashemu Kamoide Kamoch, I know how much it's worth from before already. That's what he could answer back. In other words, if he wants to be smart still, he can still be smart and not give up the suit. He wants to be smart, he doesn't have to show the suit. So that's the halacha we had before yesterday. According to Abaya, that if the owner cannot prove it, that he gave the suit to the tailors, he does not have any agent that he gave it over, or else he does not have any proof that the tailors at any time was holding on to his suit, so he loses out. The tailors have the right to say, Ladam, I never took your suit, or else if he wants to, he could even sign a lekuchi biyadi. If the tailors wanted, he could have even said, I bought it off you. The maestro, the tailor, is holding it. We don't have any proof he had it before. He'd been able to say the kucha with the migu. He could have said ladan. That's the Ramoy, the Pumpadisa. That's the way they used to do it. So even though you could try and get him to show you the suit, but if he'll be smart, he'll answer back, nothing doing. I'm not going to take out the suit to you. I'm not going to show you the suit. You should know that this suit, I'm not going to show it. You want to know the value of it? I know already how much it's worth. I don't need you to tell me the value. Now, oris ain't like chazaka. The luck we have is that an oris has no chazaka. An oris is a man that works on your field, and he takes a share, he takes a portion of the crop that grows, a half, a third, a quarter. That's his job. He works on the field, and his pay is that he gets a share in the crop that grows. So in such a case, ain't like chazaka. even though he's there eating, using the field for the last 3 years, and after 3 years he comes up and wakes up and tells us, I bought the field of you, it's mine, we don't believe him. Or Noris has no chazak. The question is, why not, Amai, why not? Adu ibn Paldo. The din of an Noris says he only gets half of the crop. So up until now, true, he's a worker there, he only took home half of the crop. But Vahashta now, these last 3 years, Kula, he was eating the whole crop. So for a since he was eating the whole crop, that should be a proof that it really belongs to him. So why doesn't he have a chazaka? The Rashbam says, Amai yem a chazaka, why doesn't he have a chazaka? But loyadu is enough until now, you should know, shoya be a resus, not up until now that he worked, but there is a resus, how do you know it all? All it took was just half. He only took half of the crop. Kedino is like any other orist takes. Vahashta, but now, ochlo kula shalashonim. But now that he wants to say a chazaka, he ate the last 3 years. The yains that there are harisus, that's not like a regular oris. Vahoyu the labala son limchoy. So lemaisa the bala son did not sell it, so he should have made a machor. Since he did not make a machor, that should be a proof that he really sold it to the oris. So why does our Mishnah say an oris ain't like chazaka? An oris should also have a good chazaka. He's been using the fields for the last 3 years and taken all the crap, so a bala boss can't sit back. That's not a normal thing to do. So why doesn't he have a chazaka? So my answer is, on the Rabbi Yechino, and I'll tell you the Mishnah is talking about the Arisei Botiyovis. It's talking about a special sharecropper that you use the son, the father used him, the grandfather used him. Kitzah, he's a family Yoris. So here is different. Rashi, the Rashbam explains, on Rabbi Yechino, Masnissim, the Arisei Botiyovis. It's talking about a special sharecropper that worked there for years already. Marisha Gilim, Lishma Sodeshom, Mishpacha Zumi Yoilom. Hein, Vavusayim, the Arisei. The fathers also use the same oris. And they can't take somebody else. Like he has a chazaka. This Charlie here, he works on the field. You can't get rid of him. He's the man to take care of the field. So such a type of a sharecropper that mamish is like living with you already. He's like part of the family already. That he's there for 20 years already. So now they have deals already. That's normal. That he could eat sometimes all the terrors for 2 or 3 years. And then after that, the Bala Boss will eat the Paris for the next 5 years. So in such a case, there's no chazaka. Because in an Oris, a Boti Avos, it's a normal thing to lead the Paris for a few years, and then the Bala Boss will lead it for a few years. So therefore here, it's not called a chazaka. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Not a regular Oris, but by Boti Avos. Omer Rav Nachman, Oris, Shohurid Arisin Tachtov. You have your sharecropper, you work on the field. And now he hires somebody else to work for him. And that guy works there for 3 years. The locker is Yeshua Chazaka. And the Balabas did not argue. That's called the good Chazaka. My time, what's the reason? Because I tell you, Lo Yovid Inish, a person doesn't let it go by. He does not let a new sharecropper come down to his field and be quiet. This is a delicate thing to take care of your property. That's your panosa. So therefore, when you take care of your field, you have a professional oris. Somebody that you know that you chose, he should take over. And if that guy for some reason doesn't want to work and it takes off somebody else, so the Bala Boss like did not tell him or did not give him permission, the Bala Boss would have thrown him off. So therefore it's called the good chazaka. Like either the Bala Boss told it to him, or else if not, the Bala Boss should have made a macho. I just bounced the chazaka. To lay ovid balabayas dinakti arisa nochrim biarye, belay shusei, vishosik. The Bala Boss does not let a new worker go down to the field. Why? Shem Yekakal was a Beisav. Maybe this new worker doesn't know the job, so well, doesn't know your field. He'll ruin your field. Helim came Eisar Satsme Moim. Only if the first Eros also works with him. Roy Yemayim Meisav Kalakanei. But the Eros goes down by himself, so then the Bala Boss should have been Meicha. The Bala Boss was not Meicha, it's a Raya that really sold it to him. Therefore, the Eros could have a Chazaka. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Oris, Shecholak Liarisin, Ein Lai Chazoko. So Rashbam says, Oris means Shabbat Yoris. Means this type of an Oris that Mamish worked there for a long time. Shecholak Liarisin means the Chol Echon, Mosa Lafes Chalkoi Besode, the Gamu Oisi Moim. Like this Oris, the famous one that worked there now, gave off the work to other people, but he also went down to work with him. He was working with them also. It means shecholak liarisim. The chol echad mosa lasos chelkoi v'soda. The gamu oisimom he also did with them. So for Orish Shacholak the Arisin is Ein Lo Chazaka. Here Rashban says the Afaga the Heicha the Ritach of Yesh Chazaka, even though the worker goes down by himself without the professional worker, there is a Chazaka. But Hoch Ein Lo Chazaka. Since the original worker, the famous worker, is there with them, so even though he takes help now, but as long as the original Oris also goes down to the field and works on the field, then the Balabos is not Masrid. Then the Balabos does not have to be Moicha. Because it's normal to let somebody else come down if the real worker is still there. So then, there's no Chazok. That's a normal thing to happen. That's why the Balabos is not Moicha. Even though you're there 3 or 4 years, that doesn't mean anything. My time, what's the reason? Or else the gish should be apotropis. Like you're just watching it over. Rashi says, Rishus nosnoloi, loi with arisnimoi, and Torah kulalasavadoi. Like he got permission, we'll say the worker now, the Oris, has permission from the Balabos. Listen, the field's a big field. It's too hard for me to do anymore all by myself. I'm getting old already. I need help. So most probably the Balabos gave him permission, okay. If you need help, take help. As long as you're there, you're the supervisor. You make sure they do a good job, the Balabos is not mafit. So in such a case, Ein Lo Chazaka, that's a normal thing. Sholach le Rav Nachman, bar Rav Chizal Rav Nachman, bar Yaakov, he sent him that, Yolam Deinu Rabbeinu, you taught us that Oris, Meyid, Oyeinu Meyid. We're not sure. And he says, okay, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. Oris, Meyid Oyeinu Meyid. If you have an Oris, your sharecropper, the worker on your field, you have your big cornfield here, and you have someone that works on it. Now, it's a question now whether they're going to take the field away from you or not. So you want your Oris, your workman there, to say Aedis for you. Is he called in a gay of a dog or not? Could he say Aedis or not? That was the Shiloh. Rashi Rashbam says, Oris, Sharidu Ruvain. They put down Ruvain there. That since this Oris gets a share in the produce, so he's Magay of the dove. He wants to make sure the field belongs to Reuven, because Reuven is the one that gives him his share. So if you work for Reuven, and now it's a question, Shimon comes and says this field belongs to him, so the Shiloh, can you say this now? Are you called the Magay of the dove or not? That was the Shiloh. Can an Oris say Aedis to the Malabos or not? Tomorrow says, Have a Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei. Rav Yosef was sitting also there in front of them. Omales, Rav Yosef said, Ovo, Hoch Yom HaShmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Oris Meyed, yes, an Oris is not called in a game, but Dover, an Oris has the right to say Aedis. The Oris could also say Aedis. We believe him. Tomorrow's question, is that true? For a time, you ain't made. That was another bright lot. That we want the price, so he's ain't made. But can't, and that's who has to be the svara. Which you're afraid he's negave a dover. He has what to gain. The fact the field will stay by the first balabos. So what's on the first price that says Hakam of Yisus said you are allowed to be made? Versus Lakasha, Hodi kaperi bayario, or the lack of peri bario, as if there are still fruits in the field. So then the Oris isn't supposed to get a share of that produce yet. So he's in the gay of the dover. He wants to make sure Reuben still keeps the field in order that he'll still take his share in the fruit. Like the corn is all right, the corn is on the field. Now it's a Shiloh who owns the field. The Oris is in the gay of the dover. He can't say Aedis that the field still belongs to Reuben because he wants it that way in order to make sure he'll get his share. So if there are still Paris on the field, then he's in the gay of the dover. Then we can't trust him what he's saying. But that Rabbi Yosef said, we believe the Oris, that's when there's no more Paris on the field. In other words, they took their share already. The Oris took already his portion. He's not in the gay of a dover. So therefore, he believed that he says it still belongs to Reuven. Tana Rabban wrote like this. Orev Meyed Laloiva. The Orev, the co-signer, the guarantee, he's allowed to say this for the Laloiva that the loan was paid up already. The Laloiva is believed, the Orev is believed. Rashi says, Orev Shaleva, Keneged Amalva. Now the Leiva said, so the Malva I paid you up already. So the Malva says nothing new, you never paid me up. So the Orev has the right to come to see this. Yes, I saw the way the Leiva paid you up. May the Leiva Karka Shaloi, Leitia Minamara, the Amos Mim will soon see. That's the law of the Orev, a co-signer, has the right to be made for the Leiva.
For who? The Itlay are Yachriti. That's to be the Leiva owns other fields. His Bam says, who? The Itlay the Leiva are the Leiva has other fields. Ayachriti. Sheyocha mal the Ligvay semenu es chayvay. The Yifta Oriv. Says, so, the Nimsa Sheynorim avia klum. That's the case talking about. In other words, the Leiva, the one that borrowed the money, has a field. There's a shalom now, does it belong to him or not? So there's an error on it. So the Orev is a lot of tazis. Yes, I know this field really belongs to the Leiva. So the question is why? The Chur of the Orev is Negev Bedava. Because the Leiva owes money. And if the Leiva can't pay back that loan, he's going to have to pay back for it. The Chur is Negev Bedava. That's the terrorist we're talking about now in the case.